two of the PTA ladies will come mm-hmm. each day and help you, and we'll have a pot of soup for them.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, that's how it started out.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But first, we just had, it didn't have the pot of soup.
Uh-huh.
We just had the milk and cooked some kind of cookies we'd
mm-hmm.
give them.
Mm-hmm.
But that was all they had then,
mm-hmm.
5 cents for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to the soup. And each one would come and help with the soup. And we didn't have very few to start with, oh, I guess 50. And they had to stand to drink the milk. They didn't have any chairs.
Oh.
And they were in the home ec room. And they had to move their machines away at 12 o'clock so we could get in.
Oh.
And we moved all over this town and
oh.
cleaned up. And of course, in the WPA days, they had so many men that wanted to get on, and
mm-hmm.
so we had always had two. Sometimes they wanted three.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but of course, we couldn't use all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But then they had to do all the heavy work.
Mm-hmm.
And they would, if anything got loose, they had to nail it and fix it. And we had the American Legion hut for a while, and
oh.
the hut was, floor was all bucked up, what hadn't been fixed. And it had been that way ever since the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see why the American Legion people hadn't done something
mm-hmm.
about it. Well, they said that they had tried so many to do it, and they said they couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you just give me time, I bet you we'll do it. And these two gardeners that I had, they said, well, we can do it. And so I stayed in there with them, and they did. Well, the people were so surprised. Well, then they wanted to take it over. But the funny part of it, before when they built it, you know, men chewed tobacco and it spit it on the wall. And they had it on the wall and on the floor and everywhere. Well, these men got some detergent stuff, and they washed those floors and washed all that off of their places and painted what had to be painted. And we did everything because they were letting us have it for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it was government work.
Mm-hmm.
And these men were paid by the government.
Mm-hmm.
Then we moved from that to another place. Why they made cheese,
mm-hmm.
and it leaked, that place just leaked awful. And so they, cheese people moved out.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't own the building.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but there was some of it that wasn't leaking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we moved in there, cleaned that up.
Oh.
And so they sent us a lot of this of ham, not ham, but it was bacon. But it was lean and like ham,
uh-huh.
smoked.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided, these men said, just look how much is here. We'll just smoke it just like it were a home-cured ham.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that up there in the place where it leaked, but they moved it where it didn't leak.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had the nicest meat then anybody could imagine, but they never did send that anymore.
Oh.
Well, then the next place, we had to move from that. Oh, we didn't have any stove in there,
mm-hmm.
any to heat.
Mm-hmm.
We had a cook stove that we'd been moving around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we went to, the young men came in there. Of course, they all knew me so well. And they said, Miss Angie May, you cannot stay in here. It'll give you pneumonia. And I said, oh, well, I feel all right. We're trying to keep warm. And